Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Susanna Jägult. I work as an IBD nurse in Stockholm, Sweden, and I'm also the chair of NECO. Today I will tell you about patient involvement. Patient involvement or patient participation means involvement of the patient in decision making or expressing opinions about different treatment methods. This includes sharing information, feelings, and accepting health team instructions. Today, patient involvement is regarded as a legal right of the patient as well as an international gold standard for healthcare systems, and health professionals strive for this standard. Patients need to participate in decisions associated with planning, performance, and evaluation of healthcare. Patients' participation in decision-making in healthcare and treatment is not a new area, but it has become a political necessity in many countries and healthcare systems around the world. Involvement of patients in healthcare has been associated with improved treatment outcomes. Moreover, this involvement causes improved control in chronic diseases, as for example, IBD. Patient involvement also includes promoting participation of patients in treatment decision-making. These efforts include enhancement of patients' access to multifaceted information providing systems and tools that help patients in decision-making. With enhanced patient participation and considering patients as equal partners in healthcare decision-making, patients are encouraged to actively participate in their own treatment process and follow the treatment plan. By doing this, a better health maintenance service would be provided. The benefits of patient involvement have been investigated in many studies. The benefits that have been shown are, for example, an increased patient satisfaction and trust, a higher patient's quality of life, a reduction in patient's anxiety and worries, a better understanding of personal requirements, a more positive and direct communication with positive and lasting effects on health, patient empowerment and providing better health, an improvement of monitoring and evaluating services, a better decision-making due to access to different views, an increased trust in services due to increased freedom, a better knowledge and transparency, and an encouragement of sense of independent responsibility. The benefits of patient involvement has been investigated in many studies. The benefits that have been shown are, for example, an increased patient satisfaction and trust, a higher patient's quality of life, a reduction in patient's anxiety and worries, a better understanding of personal requirements, a more positive and direct communication with positive and lasting effects on health, patient empowerment and providing better patient health, an improvement of monitoring and evaluating services, a better decision-making due to access to different views, an increased trust in services due to increased freedom, a better knowledge and transparency, and an encouragement of sense of independent responsibility. So, how should we as healthcare professionals work to improve patient involvement? The healthcare providers need to see the patient as an active and equal partner. The patient is an obvious part of the IBD team. The healthcare professionals have a great knowledge about the disease, but the patient has a great knowledge about how it is to live with the disease and the effect it has on their daily life. Working as partners mean that we share the information from both sides to be able to come up with the best treatment plan. This is also called patient-centered care. But in Sweden, where I'm from, we actually call it person-centered care instead of patient-centered care. This works as a reminder that we need to see the person behind the disease. A person with feelings, knowledge, thoughts, experiences, traditions and values. Each meeting with each patient should be unique and recommendations for the patient should be adapted for this specific person. We need to have a lot of information about our patient and her or his needs, interests, habits, and priorities. We get that information by talking to our patient and ask questions. The most important in these conversations is to focus on the patient's experience and interpretation of his or her symptoms and how it affects their life. The person's situation should be in focus and not the disease. Ensuring that patient has appropriate information regarding the diagnosis and treatment is essential for providing safe and quality services. Providing appropriate information to the patients is an overwhelming process, but given its valuable outcome in line with patients' empowerment in making decisions after receiving the necessary information, its development has become a necessity. So, the goal is to involve the patient in treatment decision. You first need to get to know your patient and then give the information that specific person needs. Then you together can make a treatment decision. This decision needs to be communicated in a written treatment plan. A structured and systematic written documentation is necessary for maintaining good quality and continuity. So, patient involvement causes improved health outcomes, enhanced quality of life, and delivery of more appropriate and cost-effective services. If patients are regarded as equal partners in healthcare, they would actively participate in their own healthcare process and more carefully monitor their own care. Therefore, healthcare professionals generally have a positive attitude toward patient participation and consider this concept as a special privilege for themselves and the patients. Planning and provided patient-oriented healthcare based on opinions, needs, and preferences of patients are recommended. Thank you for downloading this podcast from EchoPage.